Hey guys, Mike here from Mercado Airwaves. We want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. And if you want to see what we're up to outside of the station, please follow us all over social media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. You can follow the good brother Alex Mercado on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. The lovely Nicole Mancha is on all social media platforms at Typing When Tipsy. You can follow the network on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Our pop culture show, The Good Brothers, on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Our true crime shows on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. You can see all our videos on YouTube.com/MikeMercado2333 or by searching Mercado Airwaves Network. We play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, you can support our network by finding a tier just for you, whether you want early access, you want to be part of polls, you want to win contests, prizes by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And we really appreciate it wherever you get your favorite podcast to like, rate, review, and share us. And please spread the word. For the good brother, Alex Mercado, for the lovely Nicole Mancha, I'm Mike Mercado. Thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network.
Welcome in, friends, to the best damn pop culture podcast in the universe, in the galaxy, in the multiverse, in the Spider-Verse, in the Speed Force. Welcome to the Quarantine Files here on the Good Brothers on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, with the one, the only, the good brother himself, Alex Mercado. What's going on, good brother?
How you doing?
Oh, good brother, I'm living a dream. Everything appears to be everything. And on this episode of the Quarantine Files, you bring another tough one to the table. Good brother, what did your evil mind come with today?
So today's list was kind of out of nowhere. We originally had a few in the bank ready to go for just pure WWE wrestling list to keep the WrestleMania week going, but, you know, midway through conversation, we decided that AEW really should have its own list because there's a lot of young and old wrestlers on that program that, one, are winning the Wednesday Night Wars majority. I know they just recently lost, but are putting out a very solid project with a very big backer on a very legit network, and it's doing good so far, and I don't see it really going any worse the next 3 years, so I think this is definitely going to be a staple. Is this going to change wrestling forever? I don't know. I hope so. I think competition is always good for business. But overall, I think it definitely deserved its own list with the superstars it has on its roster.
I think AEW, when it hits, it's awesome. I think its lows are super low, lower than WWE. That's saying something because a lot of wrestling fans know, even if you're the most diehard of diehardest WWE fans, that the bad is really bad. But the cream has definitely risen to the top when it comes to All Elite Wrestling, good brother. And being here in Chicago, one of the unofficial homes of AEW, I think this is a fun list to talk about. So are you ready to rock and roll and give our top five AEW superstars, good brother?
Yeah, let's do it.
I will start off. And at number five, good brother, I have Jungle Boy. Now, this one's pretty funny because obviously it's, if you listen to some old school guys, thing they think about of Jungle Boy is obviously his famous dad. So right there, he has some clout to him. The problem is, typically old schoolers don't like that. They don't like that illusion being broken. It's like, well, I know that this guy comes from, you know, wealth, and he comes from a family, and, you know, he comes from acting and whatnot. And another thing he has going against him from elder wrestling fans is he's small. But all of that is what makes him endearing. He is the son of a superstar, but he seems like a normal dude. He's not a giant. He's somebody who gets the business. He created a character that is a persona. It's not exactly like him, but he can express himself in certain ways. He can evolve himself. This is a first stage of a hopefully long career. And I think that's the big thing about longevity, right? You have Stone Cold Steve Austin back when he was over on WCW. When he was stunning Steve, and then you have him going to WWE as the ringmaster, and then eventually becoming the Texas Rattlesnake, right? That's what you're seeing right now with Jungle Boy. Is right now he's Jungle Boy. One day he'll be a 30-something-year-old man, and he'll probably be Jungle Jack, like JR likes to slip every once in a while. And he will grow a little bit more into his body. He will become more attuned to the cameras and working on a national level. And he will, just because of this last name unknown, will be a star. I think Jungle Boy has the most potential on this list off the bat from Jump Street. That's why he's at number five for me.
He actually is a little higher on my list with his partner. The one thing I'll say about him right now is, at his age, he's such a raw talent, like Austin Theory, I think, where it's very rare you see fans say it and the wrestlers say it, where this guy has it. He's got the wrestling, he's only learning, he's still growing, and he's got the personality. And I think they all say it, like, these guys are future champions, whether it's 10 years or 5 years. And I definitely think that's why he's higher on my list, because I truly believe
it. Who did you have at number 5, good brother?
Another, again, future champion, a very stone-cold person. I have Hangman, Adam Page. I think they dropped the ball on him a little bit when they started, and that's why he's a higher. But what they've done with him recently, with the drinking the beer, the tag team, and just everything about him, he's always had it in the ring. But on a national level, they really had to try to get something over, and ended up being him just being himself, very Stone Cold-esque, where you let him do his own thing and just be a normal Texan drinking boy, and it worked out, and he's great. In the ring, he's one of my favorites, and I definitely think he's a champion in the next year or two.
I have him higher on my list, you know, spoiler alert for everybody, but I love Hangman Page. He's grown on me a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't love what they did to start off AEW with him. He took a lot of L's. They made him go up against Jericho right away. So there was a lot of negatives when this first started. But you talk about somebody when they brought the drunk angle to it. I mean, you know, cowboy shit is over. So I think we'll talk about that a little bit, but I think that's a really good way to start off. The less good, brother. You ready to go to number 4? Because at number 4 on my top AEW stars, I have the Young Bucks. Now, to a lot of people who know me, especially when it comes to wrestling, I've always kind of been late to the party when it comes to the Young Bucks. But I have to admit, you talk about growing on somebody, that's what they've done. Now, are they the most badass tag team in the world? No. Do I think they believe in their hype a little bit? Yeah. But I think you need to, because in a world full of the Usos, and the New Day, and the Undisputed Era, and the Bullet Club, and everything going on in Ring of Honor with the Briscoes, there's a lot of great tag teams, and you have to say that in order to get to the very top. But these guys do put on a lot of great matches, and when they do use some, just a little bit of ring psychology, when they do work a move, when they do work a body part, they do have five-star classics. You know, you want to talk about the difference of an independent wrestling tag team, let's talk about the Young Bucks and, let's say, the Lucha Brothers, right? I love Pentagon and Rey. They run a certain type of match. The Young Bucks can do a Japanese style, a Mexican style, a WWE style, and an independent circuit style. And then they do their own, whatever they want to, whatever they're feeling. I think they do a lot of comedy spots, but at the same time, they do take their brand very serious. And their comedy, I don't think is necessarily funny. It's not for me. But I do appreciate that they know how to incorporate it. And they were the first ones to really bring in the Hot Topic and the one-hour t-shirts with pro wrestling tees. So I have the Young Bucks at number 4.
You know me, I personally don't enjoy them. I think they're very overrated. I think they're good minds in the business. I think they were definitely a hip thing. They're very much Blade Runner when I think the New Day and the Usos and a lot of other tag teams are Star Wars, where they're bigger than life. I think if you put, just ring-wise, you put the Young Bucks in WWE, I think they're very much like a Lucha House Party. No matter how good of wrestlers, they would never get over in that mainstream. I think they're not even that over when it comes to TNT. That's why they had to kind of push them a little bit more compared to where they are on YouTube. But, you know me, I'm not a big fan. I think they're very overrated for the hype. And I think their minds are better than their skills.
I think with the Revival now being released by WWE, it's only a matter of time until we get that dream match. And then we will finally, and I think then, the test will finally be brought to the table, and we will finally have our answer. The Young Bucks have always said, give us the Revival, and we'll make history. We'll do this, we'll do that. The Revival have said the same thing. We'll see when push comes to shove what that actually means. But good, brother, at number 4, who do you have?
I think, again, a lot of these people are, we're going to look back, and they were AEW guys, almost like Sting and WCW, where, and Undertaker and WWE were like, those are those guys, and they started them, and they developed them. Like we talked about with Jungle Boy, my 4 is Darby Allin, and we talked about a little bit with themes and how much I like his. Everything about him is just a star in the making. Looks like a heel, fights like a babyface, modern, the kids love him, the girls love him, guys want to be him, think he's cool. He's got everything going for him, and he's young. And all these guys on both our lists have they've been blessed by the veterans, and I think that's going to show in their future careers.
Well, good brother, your number four is my number three, because I had Darby Allin at number three. To me, he is a new coming of Jeff Hardy. I think the face paint is kind of cool. Yeah.
That's perfect. I never even thought about it, but that's the best way to describe it as WWE. Like, he definitely, that's perfect, yeah.
And you have the face paint, so you kind of have this cool mystique to it. Whenever it gets over, that always hits big with the audience. The skateboarding doesn't seem forced because he actually skateboards. And that's the thing. Nothing Darby Allin does seems fake. The face paint, even as ridiculous as that looks, or the leggings, or the short shorts, or, you know, like the mesh or whatever, that just looks like him. It doesn't look like somebody in WCW was forced to be in Raven's Flock. This just looks like a dude from Seattle, and I think that's what makes it work. And he works well in the ring. Everything he does looks legitimate in the ring. You know, that coffin drop is crazy, and it looks snug because it is. When he dives through the ropes, it looks snug because it is. Darby Allin, you talk about homegrown, he's one of the top tiers when it comes to that, and he's gotten the rub. It's only a matter of time until that moment when that pop happens, when that three happens when it comes to hitting the mat, and he is your new AEW world champion. But I have him at number three.
No, yeah, like we were just talking about, he's the full package, and I love that Jeff Hardy reference. I couldn't have said any better myself. My number three was one of yours also, but I had the entire Jurassic Express. So Luchasaurus with Jungle Boy, I think as a tag team, their future tag team, and I truly believe both will be future AEW champions. I think Luchasaurus is one of those talents where he gets compared a lot to Kane right now, and I think that's a real nice comparison of young Kane, just great in the ring, super athletic, super fast, nice, unique style to him, and a cool look, and it just both come together a cool theme. You can tell how close of friends they really are. Some people even compare JR's done it to like a young Diesel and HBK style of, you know, friendship, and I love that comparison because I do think both of them are going to be future champions.
So who will end up winning the title first, Jungle Boy or Luchasaurus?
Luchasaurus. I think he's older, he's more ready, and he's bigger.
I'm going to go with Jungle Boy, and then that is eventually Luchasaurus turns on him, and that's when it creates a story, but that's a little while away before both of them end up holding that gold, but that is a good call. Good brother, at number two, I have the one, the only, doing cowboy shit, Adam Hangman Page. He's the only one on this list who, to me in AEW, out of most of the superstars, he's the only one who actually looks like he's been in a bar fight. For the most part, and I'm not talking about like the guys who've been in wrestling for 30 years, like we know they have, but the modern guys, the guys who are under the age of 30, he seems like the only one who's actually been in a few real fights. He's the only one who actually seems like he knows how to get down, you know, and that just goes to show to his gimmick. And you have to admit, in 2020, playing a cowboy and still kind of it being like, well, yeah, okay, I can see that. There's a testament to that, right? He looks like an athlete, but he's not this over-jacked-up dude. You know, he does a lot of cool aerial moves, but a lot of his base moves, a lot of his wins come off of big, big old-school type of stuff. So you incorporate the big flip with going from outside the ring to inside the ring, and then you have a clothesline. You do that moonsault from the top of the rope to the outside and land on your feet. Like, he incorporates a lot of hard-hitting old school, but then brings in that new school stuff. I think Hangman Page is probably the best wrestler in AEW. He's probably the best mold of a guy. Kenny Omega, you know, does the great Japanese stuff. And then you have Chris Jericho, who does all the great sports entertainment stuff. But Hangman Page is the best of independent wrestling that could be molded into something great. If Triple H could get his hands on him, it would be 4 months until he was NXT champion. I have him at number two.
Yeah, I agree. He's definitely one of those guys that you look at, he could be a main event at WrestleMania. He's very much a Drew McIntyre-esque kind of guy.
But who did you have at number two, good brother?
To me, I think I have the second or best face, and it's Cody. Everything about Cody's journey is fantastic. His in-ring speaks for itself. He's fantastic. He's a second-generation wrestler. He's got a hot wife. He's got a cool dog. His brother's Goldust. He built this company. He gives the best speeches. He can talk like John Cena, but still have swag of a Randy Orton Batista. He's again, a perfect face wrestler. Like, there's nothing wrong with Cody, and I love everything he's doing. All his stuff seems so real and personal, and he puts all of it into him, and it's very Dusty-esque. And like I said, I truly believe he's the best face in wrestling right now, maybe arguing like one or two other guys.
I like Cody. Cody cuts a really good promo. I think Cody's had maybe two matches that I've enjoyed in this entire AEW run. I think Cody's entrance is a little funny to me when you spend a lot of time talking trash on Triple H and a lot of different people, and then you literally come off the middle of the ramp, and you have pyro, and you have this entire spectacle. Like, you, and it's not to say that you haven't earned it, or like, yeah, that's what happens when you're one of the main guys, but, you know, to me, there's a lot that goes around Cody, and I like Cody. To me, what's interesting, though, it's like, it's his company, he started it, saying that, like, as an AEW original, yeah, guys like him and Jericho are, but I also call them WWE guys. And, like, to me, that's the interesting thing about Jericho and Cody. They're WWE guys while they're AEW originals, but I consider guys like, let's just say, Jurassic Express. That's AEW True Blood. That's where they got their mainstream from. That's where they got their major television push from. I think it's interesting. I can't ever doubt Cody where he's at. Cody, thank you for giving us competition in wrestling, but it's interesting how my mindset towards him is a little different.
Well, I mean, you can make the argument with Austin. Well, Austin started off in WCW and ECW had a lot of success there. So it's not like Cody was a heavyweight champion and a face of the company. Like, he was always a mid-card guy turned into a main event. And I'm talking about main event Cody. And I think that's why we'll get a little controversy with my number one pick, because I separate the careers. If they were similar, like Goldust, it'd be one thing because he's kind of doing the same thing anyway. But to me, Cody's changed so much. They never let him be this character. And it's almost, he was born for this. Like, the fact that, I think this with the character, just Cody in general, Triple H is like, man, like, he really could have been the face of our company for a little bit. And he's Dusty's Rhodes kid, so we would have had the diehards too. Like, how did we never get it to him just being a superhero, Stephen Amell friend, face, real-life guy?
No, it's an interesting point, and that'd be one of those great mysteries of why Cody Rhodes could never get over into WWE. But my number one pick, good brother, could get over in any company when they let him off the chains and they let him be him at his best, him at his asshole-ness best. At number one, good brother, I have the best heel in all of professional wrestling and sports entertainment. I have MJF. Here's the difference between MJF and who you would consider the best heel in wrestling. MJF doesn't make people laugh. MJF gets heat. MJF makes other people look good. MJF gets his stuff over. He's the best pure heel in wrestling. He's the best character in AEW. He will be the future of this company. Everything that you're seeing now, all this foundation that's being built about the company, is all for legacy purposes to legitimize everything. The horse that this company will be built on, the guy that will carry and make superstar after superstar, because he will have to get guys over, is MJF. MJF can have a program against any person in any company, and he will be automatically the most debated character and storyline in all of the company. He's my number one.
I like MJF a lot. I do. And I think in a year or two, I would say what you said. Right now, it reminds me very much of Braun Strowman last year of he was the ultimate face, and he had never been more over, and they didn't deliver. And I feel like ever since he got done with Cody, and it's not his fault, and we can blame the timing, but it was just such a slow build. I want to see more. I want you to be right. Just right now, I think he's the best heel in wrestling. He's definitely not the best character in wrestling. But I think you're right. Potentially, he could be nonstop. But I think you have to keep going. Like that type of character can't afford to slow down right now. And, again, it's not anyone's fault. But the fact that it is slowing down, it's almost out of sight, out of mind. Like I said, very much the Braun Strowman of, like, you should have done it then. And I think they want to do it now. It's just they can't physically do it now. So we'll see. Hopefully they can deliver. But I just need a little bit more to make sure it goes all the way, honestly.
Well, good brother, who did go all the way and end up as your number one pick on your top AEW superstar list?
So we talked about it with themes a little bit in our mentions, and I picked Jericho. And the reason I said it earlier of we didn't want to pick WWE guys is because I personally did not like Chris Jericho in WWE. I think he was, beside a year or two all the way through, like the last or the HBK stuff, he was very average. I think he was always the seventh man, the sixth man. Like, he never makes those lists. Like, we've done lists all over, and this is the first time he's getting mentioned. And I think it's because WWE, he just never got that. Like, he's such a creative genius that he never got the full reins. He only got 50% of them, and look what he did with his career, Hall of Famer, legendary. He never hit that level, and I think now he's bigger than ever. He's more talked about than ever. And maybe it's because the podcast and the band, it's all just hitting. But more people know who Chris Jericho is now compared to when they used to. Everything he does as a character is perfect. In ring, yes, I think it's definitely gone down compared, but where he makes up for it, his character overall has never been better. His Release the Hounds video is classic. His bubbly, his everything he does when he first premiered as Pentagon with the mask at All In, like, he's just been, everything he does has been perfect. And with his career, this is the best Chris Jericho we've ever seen, I think. And he, you know, he was the face of this company. He was the first ever champion of this, you know, possibly game-changing company. And I think that's, you know, he was never the main event of WWE necessarily like that. And I think he's become, at some points this year, the main event of wrestling in general. And that's something he never reached at WWE in his old career. So I think Jericho in AEW deserves to be number one because not only is he creating this company, he's putting this company on his back and carrying it. It's the best work he's ever done, and it's the highest he's ever been in wrestling ever.
And you know how much of a Jericho mark I am. I love Chris Jericho. I think he's the best. I think Le Champion, Le Bit de Bubble is the best. You just made the list, you stupid idiot. Like, everything he's done is great. You know, like, he's the best. You know, the man of 1,009 moves, arm bar, arm drag. Like, he's the best. He's not just the best in AEW. You know, he's the best. He's one of the best in all of wrestling. And the reason why we don't really talk about him that way is because he's always made it look so easy. And he's always just been part of the lexicon and part of the life. Because he's adapted and evolved so much, probably better than anybody else. Maybe right there with The Undertaker. He's adapted, and he's like, oh, this is what they want us when I go to Japan. They want a real bad heel. I got you. Oh, they want kind of a silly guy right now to go against Matt Hardy. Okay, that's perfect. I could do that. He just gets it. He knows how to do it, and nobody does it better. And with more ease and with more charisma, with more confidence than Chris Jericho.
I agree, and I think he's been put forward as the face of the company, and I can't wait to see what he does with Matt Hardy, honestly. Like you said, he's going to put Matt Hardy, I think, where TNA couldn't necessarily reach the big masses beside wrestling. I think Jericho is going to do something so crazy that we're going to hear about it, like the Boneyard match, where it's beyond wrestling. And I think that's something that, as much as I love the deletion stuff, which I was okay, and I thought Lucha Underground was trash, but like that style, I think Jericho with Hardy is going to push it to the Firefly Funhouse level instead of just wrestling fans. It's going to be popular everywhere because of Chris Jericho.
What a fun list, good brother, and what a great time to be alive as a wrestling fan. It sucks that the ratings aren't better, but that's just, I think, because a lot of people get their content a lot of different ways, and I think there's a
lot of... I think you and me have talked about it a lot where it has nothing to do with it. It's just modern TV, but like, people don't watch TV like that, and that's not how things work anymore. So to judge it off that standard is really just doing it's like a misjudgment at this point.
It's a disservice to not only AEW, but to yourself as a fan and for anybody trying to have a constructive conversation about it. It's just not the way to do it. The best way to do it is watch the product and make your own judgments and watch these great performers do what they do best and try to perform and put on a great spectacle that is wrestling, and AEW is trying to bring us another version of that. Whether you like it or not, at the very least, you know that they're bringing great talent, and that's why doing this top five list was pretty fun, good brother. Any final thoughts before we run it down?
No, I'm excited to see if AEW can maintain and how they handle this whole situation. This whole situation is definitely going to be game-changing for a lot of sports. I would like to see how AEW is going to handle it, and if they do handle it like WWE, like I said, this isn't the new show. You have your own Sports on the Couch for that. But let's see how they handle this with WWE having worker in their company come up with the virus, and them still deciding to go with live shows going forward. And, you know, we'll see where this all goes for them. AEW decided to put a new champion out there with the TV title coming back, basically. So we're definitely in the early stages. I'm excited to see where it goes, and I hope they can maintain some sort of success.
Totally agree, good brother. Let's run this bad boy down at number five for our top five AEW stars. I had at number five on my list, Jungle Boy. Good brother, you had?
Hangman Page.
At number four, I had the Young Bucks Super Kick Party. Good brother, you had?
Darby Allin.
I had Darby Allin at number three. You had?
Jurassic Express.
At number two, I had Hangman Page. You had?
I had Cody, don't call him Rhodes.
And at number one, I had the best heel in wrestling, the asshole, MJF. The good brother had?
The better heel and better character, Le Champion Chris Jericho.
I can't help it. He needed a little bit of the bubbly. A little bit of the bubbly. He's the best. I love Chris Jericho, and I love doing this list, good brother. Thank you so much for coming up with it for us. Anybody you think we missed we should give some shout-outs to on the AEW roster?
Brody Lee getting there is good. The Archer's good. There's a lot of young Sean Spears I like. It's a lot of young guys. Like I said, I hope a lot of them can rise up. Definitely think they need a little bit more in the tag team division, like we said with the Lucha Brothers. Very much a Lucha House Party thing where I think they need us to do more. At this point, they're definitely just, you know, no pun intended, they're just jumping around. You know, they're not really doing anything, and that's kind of a shame because these guys are former champions around the world.
I like Cody, too. I want to just point that out. I actually do like Cody. I love Chris Jericho. I think Kenny Omega's okay. I think he's okay.
I don't see it. It's definitely a style of, like, I don't get it. I don't think I'll ever get it, and I don't like him. I don't like his character, and he doesn't seem like a real cool guy, necessarily. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the vibe I get, so I have no interest in a Kenny Omega of all. Like, he's definitely the bottom of my list.
Now, somebody who didn't make my list, but I actually think looks like a very cool guy, seems like a pretty cool guy, by all intents and purposes, didn't put him on my list because he's a WWE guy, and a top WWE guy, Jon Moxley. I mean, he's super,
he hasn't done enough there for us to not make him he hasn't done enough like Jericho to surpass his Shield days, I think.
No, but definitely he's on his way because being AEW champion, kind of that badassness of beating Omega, the whole eye patch thing, like, he has done a couple of things. So I'll give him that he's definitely earning his way, but this pandemic stoppage and him not being on a couple shows has slowed it down. But it's going to be interesting to see him and Hager and eventually to see what happens.
Jake Hager is another one.
Yeah, Jake Hager is another one. So some good guys at AEW, if they get their stuff together, it's a really good show.
Yeah, your boy has been seen in a while. I wonder if Jeff Cobb's ever going to make his return.
I don't know. That's another one because of we haven't seen Nyla Rose, so I wonder if it's just people aren't there because of travel. I mean, there's a bunch of people we haven't seen over the last few weeks that are normally mainstays for the company, but I think you could say that for both AEW and WWE. It's just we don't know with the way people are able to get out of their houses.
No, I agree. I think WWE's definitely handled it a little better, but they also have three shows. So they have a total of, 7 hours to fill compared to two.
Well, good brother, we have a couple hours to fill here on the Quarantine Files, and hopefully you guys are all enjoying what the good brother and I are doing with our top five list here during these crazy times. We've done some really fun ones that you could get at all your favorite podcast networks. Just search Mercado Airwaves, and they're all there just for you. You can also go to youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network and see the video version of the podcast. It's just the audio, but you can get it on YouTube if you like that app. And, of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. The good brother is on Twitter at Mercado21Alex, and on Instagram at Mercado2121. Thank you all so much for joining us for the good brother himself, Alex Mercado.
Adios.
I'm the good brother, Mike Mercado. We'll see you in the next episode of the Quarantine Files here on the Good Brothers on the Mercado Airwaves
Network.
Hey guys, Mike here from Mercado Airwaves. We want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. And if you want to see what we're up to outside of the station, please follow us all over social media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. You can follow the good brother Alex Mercado on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. The lovely Nicole Mancha is on all social media platforms at Typing When Tipsy. You can follow the network on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Our pop culture show, The Good Brothers, on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Our true crime shows on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. You can see all our videos on YouTube.com/MikeMercado2333 or by searching Mercado Airwaves Network. We play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, you could support our network by finding a tier just for you, whether you want early access, you want to be part of polls, you want to win contest prizes, by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And we really appreciate it, wherever you get your favorite podcast, to like, rate, review, and share us, and please spread the word. For the good brother, Alex Mercado, for the lovely Nicole Mancha, I'm Mike Mercado. Thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network.